I'm so glad I was able to convince you to actually show up this year. You know, the last few cookouts have been really lonely without you here. Yes, I mean it. I mean, you know how our families are. They bring every single person in the whole world to these things. They cook all this good food, do all these fun games and activities, fireworks every year for, you know, today, the 4th. But of course, there are only like 2 people our age, and they're both just not my type. Is that mean? You know I don't mean to be mean. Yes, what I was trying to say is, I'm just very happy that you came with me tonight. So, are you excited for the fireworks? Me too. I really hope they're as cool as they were last year. You really missed it last year. They were big and loud, and they had like a million different types of fireworks. Any type that you could even ask for, really. The ones that are singular lines that go up, up, up really high. Ones that explode really, really big. Ones that explode kind of big. Ones that explode inside of other fireworks exploding. Yeah. It was all really cool. But, I don't know. It would have been cooler to watch them with someone. That someone being you. So, yeah. But you know, even if the fireworks show tonight ended up a total bust, I would still be really happy. Come on, I'm not talking about the food. Although yes, your dad makes the best burgers ever. No. Come on, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Do I really have to spell it out for you this much? Come on, you're so smart. Figure it out on your own. Okay, fine, stop looking at me like that. You know it makes me anxious when you look at me with your eyes like that. Yes, it's because you're here with me. Duh, silly. You just make everything better. Everything, everything, everything. You know? And that's why. Well, the other night when I couldn't sleep, and you cuddled me and rubbed my back until I fell asleep. Remember at the end of the night I had told you that there was something that I had been wanting to tell you? Yeah? Yeah. And you know how I've kind of been dodging you the last couple days? It's just because, well, it's something really big and kind of scary. And I guess I'm just nervous for what you're going to say to me when I tell you. No, it's nothing bad. No, I'm not mad. It's nothing like that at all. It's just something that I've thought a lot about, and I wish you knew, because, you know, we share everything. We never have any secrets. And I love that about us. I always feel like I can tell you anything, and, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like you feel the same way. You know, I'm here for you if you ever need me, right? Exactly. So, yeah. I think it's really important that I do say it to you. Like I said the other night, it's something I've had on my chest for a long, long time. And I thought tonight would be a special night for it, you know? With the fireworks and everything already feeling so magical. I told myself I needed to be brave. And so that's what I'm going to do. After all, you always told me to be brave too, right? Okay then. So, what I've been meaning to say is that, how do I start this? Hey, don't be mean. I'm sorry, I didn't plan this far ahead, you know? I honestly thought I would have chickened out by now if I'm being honest with you. Okay, before I met you, I was a really sad and lonely kid. I mean, not having any siblings or any other kids to hang around. I was always just, you know, by myself. I mean, I didn't even have an imaginary friend. And I tried really hard to have one, but for some reason, it just didn't want me back. And then, our parents became friends. And your parents happened to have a kid. You. And you were the most cool-looking kid in the whole world to me. I mean, you were skating at the roller rink when we met, and you were doing these fancy things, and I was like, I can't even skate at all. And I really thought you wouldn't even talk to me, honestly. I was nervous we wouldn't get along because you would think I was lame or something. But you immediately became my best friend. And we did everything together. And boy, was it nice. I never felt alone after I had you. And for some reason, it took me a really long time to realize this, but these feelings I've had for you for such a long time, they're really, really strong. And I don't think that's normal for just regular friends. I mean, we're best friends. You're my best friend, but I want you to also be more than that. I want to know that you'll be by my side forever. I'll never have to live in a world where you aren't the one I'm sharing my meals with, or watching TV with, or baking my brownies with, seeing the newest release at the movies with. I want to be 100% sure that I'll have you forever. And that's why I wanted to confess all this to you, tonight, on the most magical and spectacular night of the year, 4th of July. Wow, fireworks. Perfect timing, huh? I know it's cheesy, but I guess today's perfect because I do finally feel free, now that I've let all this off my chest. And so, I guess, there's just one question I have to ask you now. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with me, too?